I am the Sieur Jean-Michel Claude Richard. I arrived in the colony at the end of 1831 to take on the task of botanist from the King's Garden in the Saint-Denis district. I belong to a family of Bordeaux merchants and I chose this distant colony to find honor, power and why not, fortune. The garden is located in the heights of the city and the place was suitable for the multi-species cultivation. When I took over from Sieur Brion, the King's Garden located in the heights of Saint-Denis was not very full. I loved my job. This work has made me feel good. Over the years I have managed to import more than 3,000 species into the island and enhance this garden. Each time I returned to the island with new species, I was in the spotlight, a party was organized for me, and I was invited to the salons of the Rue de l'Église. The rich owners of St. Paul and St. Suzanne asked me to instruct their children in botany. I loved this atmosphere more than anything. The only shadow on my life, I could not find a way to fertilize a plant. It is an orchid that produces pods used in gastronomy. For their pastries and kitchens, the whole of Paris snatched it. If only I could produce it without the insects, I will definitely be the king of the colony. I have written to other botanists in Santo Domingo and the American colonies, but none of them have ever been able to instruct me on this. Their work was at the same point as mine. The worst came when I heard that Monsieur Ferréol, a settler from Saint-Suzanne, boasted that one of his Negroes had taught the technique to the other owners. Nonsense. An inferior being could not be at the origin of such a discovery. However, this story got me curious. Dot and I decided to go to the property. When this little Negro was introduced to me at Monsieur de Valentroy as the true discoverer of vanilla fertilization, I was angry. There was no question of me letting this little Negro steal the show. It was for me more than a question of reputation. It was about my survival. So, I have claimed the authorship of this discovery, saying that as I had often visited Mr. Ferréol Beaumont, the black boy must certainly have seen me doing the fertilization. After all, his technique was close to my own tests and he has only been lucky. A few more manipulations and I too would have achieved this result.